Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Live, the phones are open. You can join the show here, bring in whatever you want. Ian and Chris in the studio as we kick off the third hour. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether it's the incompetence or the just insane level of malfeasance on the part of the police, which we just read a story about Colorado police leaving a woman on train tracks tied up while she was in handcuffs, but in the back of a police car.
Yeah, it sounds like tied up to me.
And the train just smashed into the police car, and luckily the woman's still alive. And the officer who did it is probably not going to face any kind of punishment for this. Oh, they'll just say, oops, they've got immunity.
Yeah? Sure. I mean... Yeah. People don't understand how screwed up the system is. They're I don't know if they're intentionally blind or I feel like a lot of people are just intentionally blind when you start talking about
the police.
They
yeah.
won't believe that this is how it is. You know,
a few bad apples. It's just
especially
a
civil asset forfeiture. You know, that's not a few bad apples. That's a
systemic problem.
That's a systemic problem. If it was a few bad apples, you wouldn't see multiple cops doing the same thing as parking on the tracks. That one
you don't see very often, but you definitely see police abusing people.
You don't hear about it very often, but that doesn't mean they're not doing it on a routine basis.
So we can talk about that, or you can talk about whatever's on your mind here at 603-283-6160. There's an update. We've mentioned Alex Jones earlier tonight when we were talking about these insane court decisions. Alex Jones, of course, ordered to pay nearly $1 billion, $965 million, in the Connecticut settlement case for the supposed victims of people who were hurt, ostensibly, by what Alex Jones said on his radio show. On his internet show, where he had the belief, says he doesn't have this belief anymore, but he did have apparently the belief that the Sandy Hook shootings, the school shooting in Connecticut from like a decade ago, that he believed was fake. He believed that it was a scam, basically. I mean, it seems silly.
He's a talk show host. I mean... It's hard to take anybody seriously when they're trying to claim that they were somehow harmed by a talk show host.
Oh, well, no. See, Chris, they're claiming they were harmed by his fans. Because his fans called them, or went to the funeral, or his fans went to, you know, fill in the blank. They sent him a mean message on the internet.
And how do you attribute that to him specifically as opposed to, you know, general news? It was major news for...
They never had to.
A while, at least a week or two or more.
Jones apparently lost these trials in default, so he never got to really put on a defense.
Wow.
Never got to question these people. And I've not seen what Jones specifically says about this, so I don't think it's fair to say for sure how this went down. But we've had a caller, so it's hearsay, but the caller did say that... Jones was trying to, he was in a deposition, and he didn't answer the question, one of the questions in the way the judge liked, and so the judge just went ahead and moved forward and ruled in the favor of the plaintiffs. Like, it was a total, like, scam. A sham. Total kangaroo court sham hearing.
Absolutely disgusting how our system works.
Well, it's getting worse now because $965 million is disgusting. I mean, it was disgusting when it was $45 million in Texas.
Yeah.
But the $45 million apparently had a limit to it, meaning that the jury said $45 million, but the Texas law says it can only be like $100,000 or like $750,000 per person for damages there. So there is a limit to that one. So then they went to... Connecticut, and there's no limits in Connecticut, or virtually no limits. So that $965 billion number was just the beginning.
You know, as egregious as Alex Jones may be, I think the government manages to top it off like every single time.
Absolutely.
You know, with these award, these types of award numbers, they're just, you know, they're just astronomical. They're ridiculous. You know, I don't know, you know, if you were going to put a number on it, I don't know what that would be. But certainly,
for somebody having their feelings hurt on
right,
the internet,
I mean, certainly
here's 5 cents.
Yeah, I mean, even like if we were trying to talk about like, okay, well, how like how much did it disrupt your life, right? Like, what, you lost a couple of days? You know, you lost a couple.
Oh, they
of weeks?
Claim that they had to move out of the town and move multiple times because Jones's fans were coming after them and threatening them and death threats and all that. And look. I'm not saying that, you know, for the average family of just regular folks working at home or whatever, working, you know, they get kids or whatever it is, that if they have threats coming after them, I can understand that would be a perturbing thing to go through. But it's not Alex Jones' fault. He didn't tell people to make these people's lives.
Even if he'd been the one, right? He was directly responsible for it, right? 100%. I mean, what, 3-4 months worth of a hotel room? I mean,
that's not $960 million.
Right. I mean, like, I can't imagine he could possibly be a reasonable person could find him liable for more than that.
It's not over.
Of course it's not.
$965 billion. That was just
billion?
I'm sorry. Million.
Million.
That was
okay.
That was the, I mean, that was the,
that's just as
whoa,
absurd,
whoa, whoa,
but
just wait. Just wait.
Okay.
Just wait. So $965 million was just the compensatory damages portion. Now they're going back for what they call defamation and the damage, the punitive damages. They're asking, you know, the decision hasn't been made yet, but the plaintiffs in this case, the Sandy Hook families, according to Bloomberg.com, are asking Alex Jones, the judge to rule, or I don't know if it's a jury who decides this, whoever the hell it is that decides this, to rule that Alex Jones paid $2.75 trillion. $1 trillion in damages, in addition to the almost $1 billion they awarded for defamation, claiming only, quote, the highest possible punitive damages, unquote, will stop the InfoWars host from continuing to harm them.
Let's back up a moment. This is civil, right?
This is.
All right. So he can leave the United States, continue his show, theoretically, and never pay out.
I presume that he could, yeah. I don't know much about civil. I mean, is that a way that you can get away from civil liability?
It's hard to get a judgment or transfer a judgment from one country to another, generally mm-hmm. speaking. So I think so. I guess it doesn't technically guarantee, but yeah, generally.
There's probably plenty of countries, smaller island nations or something, that would love to have Alex Jones funnel $1 million into their economy,
right?
Or whatever, right?
You'd think.
The families say they are entitled to the amount because Jones broke a state law barring the sale of products using false statements. They reached the sum
what?
By... Yeah, I don't know yet. We'll see what they say
what
about that.
What did he sell?
He had a bunch of, like, potions, right? Like, he had a, we'll take this.
But they're
this
not
and,
connected to the statements he was making.
Yeah, I'm not clear on what they're saying here. Maybe they'll tell us more.
All right.
They reached the sum by multiplying the state law's $5,000 per violation fine by the 550 million social media exposures Jones's audience received on his Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter accounts in the 3 years following the school shooting that claimed the lives of 21st graders and six bureaucrats in 2012. Jones called the family members crisis actors for years and said their loved ones weren't murdered during an elementary school massacre. He denied his statements were defamatory. The family's lawyers said in the filing on Friday, quote, Alex Jones perpetrates this attack for one reason, greed. Jones will never treat them like real people because they are too valuable to him as targets, unquote. I just don't believe that. Jones is going to sell his potions whether or not he has an opinion about what happened at Sandy Hook.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real here. If it wasn't Sandy Hook that he was talking about, it would be something else, right?
He always had some conspiracy theory that he was cooking up.
I mean, he clearly didn't have all of those social media followers because of Sandy Hook.
No. Yeah, It's absolutely ridiculous. And there's more to the story here. $2.75 trillion in damages.
And another crazy thing is the liability is attached to the number of followers.
Apparently the number of social media impressions or exposures.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you have more liability if you have a larger following.
That's what they're trying to say here.
That's insane.
Really nuts. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want here in the studio tonight. It's Ian, and Chris. Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And you want to get the latest news headlines from a pro-freedom source. It's Freedom's Phoenix. They got economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get the headlines for today in one place. And from that fresh libertarian perspective you've been looking for, freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. We're talking about some absolutely horrible news for freedom of speech. Because, look, if you don't like Alex Jones, that's fine.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fanatic about him either. I do appreciate some of the work he's done over the years. I think that he's done some good documentary work, that, you know, he's made some very entertaining and interesting documentaries over the years. I remember watching them 20 years ago, where he was putting out things like Police State 1, 2, and, you know, some really interesting stuff that had some pretty shocking information in it. I don't necessarily agree with his politics or anything, but you don't have to agree with somebody to support them being able to say what they want without some sort of insane punishment or even any punishment. If there's going to be punishment for Jones, it should be the market. The market should punish Jones by not buying his products.
Yep.
Right? That's as far as it should go. But they're mad because Jones was able to sell products. Because Jones said something that some people didn't like, which was that Sandy Hook didn't happen, according to him. That he believed it was all a hoax. And
it was a government conspiracy, I think is the way he would have phrased it.
Well, now look, it doesn't have to be a government it doesn't have to be a hoax to be a government conspiracy. It could have been a government conspiracy in that the shooter was like a government agent or something. So like you could believe that the shooting happened and still believe that it was a government conspiracy.
Right, that's true.
But Jones went even further and suggested, apparently, that, and again, I didn't listen to it, so this is just what I've heard. He said
crisis
that
actors were keywords.
The whole thing was a conspiracy, and that kids weren't shot.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, that on its face seems absolutely nuts, but he should be free to be nuts and be on the radio. Or be on an internet show or whatever. And I know he's on both, kind of like we are. We're both online and on broadcast. State Judge Barbara Bellis, according to Bloomberg.com, will determine the final amount that Jones must pay. And the plaintiffs are asking for $2.75 trillion, trillion dollars. They're multiplying the $500,000 per violation fine by 550 million social media exposures that Jones received on his social media accounts in 3 years, which is nuts. This woman has said previously, the judge has said previously, Jones violated the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, or CUTPA, by selling supplements and survival gear during shows that featured his false claims about Sandy Hook. How does that violate the Unfair Trade Practices Act?
It does sound crazy. And remember, you know, there's this thing that we supposedly have called free speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's a constitutional thing. Any law that's passed that regulates it is in theory is in violation of that. Now I know the Supreme Court has carved out some exceptions, but I mean this just is ridiculous.
If they were going to argue that Jones was lying about the products he was selling, you know, then you could then say, okay, well, that's fraud,
but
right?
That's not what they're accusing him of.
It doesn't sound like that's what they're accusing him of, right? Like, oh, he's just selling vitamin B. Okay, well, is it really vitamin B? Okay, well, then how is he violating anything?
What would the claim be? I mean, he'd have to have some sort of claim that's even crazier than Alex Jones in order to make that connection. Like, oh, you know, if you buy my supplement, you won't believe that this was anything other than some government conspiracy?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, how would you even make that connection to
bizarre.
Where, you know, the...
It's bizarre. The InfoWars host claims he's bankrupt and has vowed not to pay the families a dime.
Good.
On November 12th, the Connecticut jury awarded 8 families and an FBI agent who responded to the shooting $965 million for the harassment they suffered from InfoWars fans, allegedly, who bought into Jones's hoax theory. The jurors weren't asked to consider CUTPA and were only asked to calculate defamation and emotional stress damages after Bellis ruled in a separate proceedings that Jones had defamed the families. Jones was found liable by default because he repeatedly refused to provide testimony and documents detailing how much his enterprise earns. Traditionally, CUTPA has been used to compensate individuals directly harmed by deceptively marketed products. However, the Connecticut Supreme Court decided in a case that Sandy Hook's parents brought against the maker of the rifle used in the shooting that CUTPA damages could be awarded to victims indirectly harmed by products marketed with false statements.
Huh?
I don't see how...
What false statements did he make about the product?
I don't know. It's crazy. I guess they're claiming that just because he said something that was false, that therefore there's a liability that is tied to his products. It just, like, the disconnect here is a mile
wide.
There's,
like, three different things here that none of them are connected. It doesn't make any sense because you've got the followers, right? But that's not necessarily connected to the product. And then you've got the claim, false claims that he's made about Sandy Hook. But
that he believed were true.
Right.
Presumably. Jones's lawyer, Norm Pattis, said in a separate filing that CUTPA damages don't fit the facts of the case. He said the judge abdicated her responsibility to give Jones a fair trial by entering the default judgment and evidentiary restrictions against him. Pattis also claimed the victim's lawyer should have had to show jurors the amount of damages each plaintiff was entitled to, rather than merely argue damages should be enough to, quote-unquote, stop Jones.
So, and, you know, I think I read a little bit about this, or I heard a little bit from a lawyer who talked on this, or some aspect of this case.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding of it, if I recall correctly, is something like the... what was I going to say?
I don't know, lawyer.
Yes.
Your understanding of it. I don't know where to point you.
Yeah.
Well, it may come back to you.
Yeah, it might come back to me.
Pattis claimed the victim's lawyer should have had to show jurors the amount of damages in order to, and rather than arguing they should have just stopped Jones.
Text messages. So, supposedly, he was supposed to provide handover evidence of any text messages, like, in relation to mm-hmm. Sandy Hook, and he wasn't aware of any, so he didn't hand any over.
Mm-hmm.
But then they found some on his phone, and therefore that was, I think, the result of why...
So they acted like he was covering it up.
Right, mm-hmm. even though there was no evidence that he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He did it to the best, because you only have to do it to the best of your ability, basically,
mm-hmm.
or best of your knowledge.
Right.
And without knowing that or remembering
that. If he's drunk all the time, how's he supposed to remember?
Well, how are you supposed to remember a text message that you may have made
three years ago, however long ago it was?
I don't even know, but it
this
was
shooting
probably,
was like 2012.
Yeah, and this is a good point to make. People have to remember, and I don't know if most people realize this, but usually when you're charged with a crime, okay, it's years before it ends up in a court, and the actual crime that you're accused of maybe happened years before that event.
Sure.
With the Crypto 6 case, it was a 5-year investigation supposedly.
Yep, and it's been almost 2 years.
And it's been another 2 years. So how are you supposed to remember what happened 7 years ago if you were somehow subpoenaed in that case?
The number here is 603-283-6160. We have time for you if you want to weigh in on Alex Jones and share your thoughts here. It's Ian and Chris in Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. as he touts policies he claims will lower prices for American families in a time of inflation, President Biden warns voters that Republicans would only make things worse if they take over the majority in November. He's calling their policy MAGA trickle-down. Republican governor from Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, joins Fox News to react.
Everyone understands fundamentally this is a Biden inflation. It started with bad energy policy, jacking up the energy costs for every American, and then it goes into the supply chain.
Insurance premiums in Florida are expected to soar next year following the impacts of Hurricane Ian. State-backed Citizens Property Insurance telling a local TV station it's likely the price will go up 30%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, you are here to join us. Whether you want to call in or not, you can. The number is 603-283-6160, or you can just sit back and listen to the program here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Chris.
We're going to continue here with more of this insanity involving the Alex Jones verdict, which was ruled, you know, he was ruled against without even being able to put on his case. The judge ruled that he was in default in this insane case where he was told that he has to pay $965 million to the so-called victims in the Sandy Hook case, where 15 families apparently complained that their feelings were hurt and they were scared because some crazy people sent crazy messages to them.
You know what also is disgusting about this type of a case is this is a civil case. And mm-hmm. as I understand it, they can basically compel speech in a civil case.
Yes, deposition.
So, yeah, this isn't like a criminal case where you have the right to remain silent.
Right. Yeah, you literally have to speak.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, he was not speaking the way the judge wanted him to, and so the judge just said, well, I'm just going to rule against you. We're not even going to trial.
And didn't give the answer the judge wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Or as many answers or whatever.
Yep.
So there's a little bit more about this case, because now it's not over. Now the case enters the punitive damages portion. So they already have the compensatory damages, where they're supposedly being compensated for their loss, whatever it was that they lost, their feelings got hurt. They had some internet messages sent to them by mean people on the internet, and they didn't like it, so now they're going after the guy that's got a few million bucks.
Mm.
And now they want $2.75 trillion, not billion, trillion dollars from Alex Jones, which is like, you know, one-tenth of the entire debt of the American government, basically.
Wait, how many trillion was it?
$2.75 trillion is so, $31 trillion debt.
Yeah, so like a decade ago, it was like $20 trillion. I think we're up to, what, 30-something trillion?
31 now.
31, yeah. So, yeah, like that would actually cover a portion of the debt.
Yeah, this is bigger than a lot of countries' GDP, right? 2.75 trillion.
You might as well, like, you know, burden him with the world's debt, right? Like, because it wouldn't make a tad bit of difference whether it's $1 billion or $100 trillion.
He can't pay it.
He's not going to be able to pay this.
Pattis claimed the victims, this is Jones's attorney, Norm Pattis, claimed the victim's lawyer should have had to show jurors the amount of damages each plaintiff was entitled to, rather than merely arguing damage should be big enough to, quote-unquote, stop Jones. The family's lawyers also failed to tie the specific harassment that each victim suffered to Jones. Sounds like they didn't have to because they never went to trial. The plaintiffs focused on, quote, arousing sympathy, directing anger, and anchoring a large number before the jury with the hope that jurors would do what they did in this case, award a fortune. Pattis said in filings requested the verdict be set aside and a new trial ordered. Jones said it claimed the judge's restrictions on what he could tell the jurors put him in an untenable position that violated his free speech rights. Bellis had forbidden Jones from testifying about his political beliefs, conspiracy theories, gun control, or First Amendment issues that he claims explain and excuse his false statements about Sandy
Hook. I mean,
that's
what the whole show was about. How could you not put it into context? I mean, if you take something out of context, you're not going to understand the context, which, right. Oh, my God.
That's why they
it's like,
the ruling
it's
they
like
got.
Saying, if you say, I'm going to lie about this, and then you lie about something, right? Well, you're not really lying, right? But they're going to convict you of lying because you don't have the full context of it.
Jones put InfoWars' parent company into creditor protection in Houston federal bankruptcy court this year, shortly before a different jury in Texas awarded a Sandy Hook family almost $50 million in defamation damages. The conspiracy theorist faces a third defamation trial by a final Sandy Hook family in Texas later this year. So they just keep on wrapping him up in court.
Yeah, this is disgusting. I mean, there's got to be some sort of limit on the amount of garbage that the government can do or others can use the government. Because effectively what the people are doing here when you're bringing a lawsuit is you're using the government to commit violence or a form of violence against another person.
Right. During the Connecticut trial, one of Jones's employees testified his company's made between $150 million and $1 billion in sales. Well, that's a bit of a range. $150 million to $1 billion? I mean, can you narrow it down a little bit more following Sandy Hook? Pattis said he'll appeal the jury's award because he believes Bellis's default judgment and restrictions on Jones's testimony prevented him from presenting the political beliefs and free speech arguments the talk show host claims explain and excuse his false statements. After a few hours of combative testimony under subpoena, Jones boycotted the trial in favor of spouting his conspiracy theories and First Amendment arguments to reporters gathered outside the courthouse. So that is the update on Alex Jones. And, again, you can feel however you want about Jones, but the fact is this is a chill on the freedom of speech in general.
Yeah, this is not about Alex Jones. This is about the free speech that is being taken away, that or evidence of what we don't actually have in the United States. You know, in schools, they're constantly free speech. You know, we got all this free speech as if, you know, America is somehow greater than every other country, and it's false.
Yeah,
it's a lie.
It's not free speech. The whole idea wasn't, oh yeah, you get free speech so long as no one gets their feelings hurt.
No,
because that's what they're saying.
In fact,
here,
they used to teach, kids, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but feelings will never
words will never,
words
hurt,
will never
me.
Hurt me. Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened to that? It's gone. This case, if this is allowed to stand, it's gone. And even if it isn't allowed to stand, this is still damaging, right? Because it still hurts Alex Jones. after this is all said and done, right? Let's say Jones appeals this.
Yeah, even if he wins, the damage is in these multiple lawsuits that he then has to hire a lawyer to defend.
Right, and is he going to be able to get his attorney's fees out of these families?
No.
At the end of this?
No, because it's each party has to pay their own costs when it comes to court cases, civil court cases.
Really? Even if you are ruled to be not liable or whatever?
It has to be a particularly egregious,
mm-hmm.
in some legal sense, in terms of you would have had to have known that you couldn't have prevailed or something like that.
As the plaintiff?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. In order to have any chance of, like, you know, legal fees being paid.
Wow.
There are some, like, examples where probably the best examples or the ones that come up the most often where it's usually going to be, like, a defendant that has to pay the legal fees of the other side, usually. And often it's, like, cases copyright type, piracy type cases.
Mm.
So that's usually where it ends up being the case.
So that's what I'm saying. Even if it's overturned, even if Jones is the quote unquote victor in the long run here, how many years of his life will have been sucked away by this political process? I understand that he's on the air still, so I'm still on the air here, right? Like, I've got this Crypto 6 situation that I'm facing down, and I'm facing prison over this victimless Crypto 6 situation.
You've got way more serious charges. It's a criminal case.
Jones, he's facing financial ruin, but even if he wins, he still has to pay his attorneys. God knows what that's going to cost. Probably millions if this has gone on as long as it has, and he's facing not one suit, but at least three different suits.
And the disgusting thing about this is most people, they don't have the money to hire the lawyers
to start in the first
place. To defend themselves with the frivolous, you know, absolutely ridiculous cases like this.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's why this is a real concern for freedom of speech.
This doesn't just hurt Alex Jones. This hurts every other single person out there who doesn't have the funds to defend against this type of a case.
Right. And the other thing is, even if the judges higher up in the courts see this as a mistake and they overturn it, the fact that there's 12 people out there that could be convinced that freedom of speech doesn't matter if somebody got their feelings hurt,
yep,
indicates there's a real problem with the American people.
Yeah, and the jury selection process.
And their lack of understanding of what freedom of speech is supposed to be about. Because if people don't understand freedom of speech,
and
they won't
exercise. And the failure of the U.S. education system.
Yeah, there's more.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In these remaining moments with you here tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris.
And Chris, folks can join you on your talk show, Freedom Decrypted, which is happening on Saturdays, about 5 o'clock Eastern Time. You can be joined on video streaming, audio streaming. You've got a podcast for later on.
Definitely video, no audio streaming.
No audio only.
But
okay.
You can download a podcast version of the show.
Good enough.
Audio. Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And that's been going on for several years now, and it's a tech show, basically.
It is.
You focus on technical stories. They're going to get a little more techie than we do here on Free Talk.
We cover a lot more content as far as tech stories are concerned. Yeah. Primarily, we cover tech stories. So anything
from a pro-liberty perspective.
Absolutely, though. That's the key of the show.
Yeah.
So sometimes we even get off task a little bit and get into some non-technical stories. So
one of the stories that I've been sitting. And by the way, freedomdecrypted.com. Is there its own? Yes, it's own website. Yeah, freedomdecrypted.com. I was thinking Think Penguin, and both of those are your sites.
They are.
So yeah. If you need some,
Think Penguin's my company, and Linux Decrypted is the show.
Right. You need some Linux-based computers, you can also talk to Chris. Go to thinkpenguin.com. So one out of five adults don't want to have kids. This is something that you and I have in common, I think, Chris, right? Or do you?
No, I actually wouldn't. You know,
have you thought about it? You must have thought about it.
I have
it,
absolutely
right?
thought about kids. It's mostly Bob, mm-hmm. who is my partner, who
right.
is not a kid friendly person. So.
Oh, okay. I did not realize.
Yeah, yeah. It's not to say it might not happen, but it probably won't happen.
Well, I personally am one of those ones that's just not interested at all in it. There's a story here from studyfinds.org that one in five adults don't want to have kids. According to the piece here, our family is about to find themselves on the endangered species list. Researchers from Michigan State University find that over 1 in 5 adults don't want children. And the survey also indicates that Americans are deciding against being a parent quite early on in life, most often in their teens or early 20s. They found that about 21.6% of adults, or about 1.7 million people in Michigan. I was going to say 1.7 million is way less than 21.6, so they only looked at Michigan here. Do not want children and are therefore child-free. That's more than the population of Michigan's 9 largest cities, says the study co-author, who is an associate professor at MSU. The authors used just 3 questions to separate child-free individuals from parents and other varieties of non-parents. The analyzed data comes from a representative sample of 1,500 adults conducted by the university. Says it's impossible to distinguish between types of non-parents using official statistics, so this research project is among the first to focus specifically on counting adults who choose not to have children, as opposed to parents that maybe want to have kids, but they haven't been successful at it yet, or maybe they're planning, but they don't have them yet, and they're waiting until a certain time. People, especially women who say they don't want children, are often told they'll change their mind. Which I've heard that a lot, because as somebody who got a vasectomy in my early 20s, I've always attracted women into my life that also don't want to have kids, thankfully, because, you know, that's one of the most important questions. You want to get that one out of the way, right? Like, if you're going to go on a first date,
yeah,
you go ahead and get that one done, because most women want to have kids and you can just move on, right? So I've attracted those kind of women into my life, and they all hear the same thing from grandma or mom or something. It's like that. Oh, you'll change your mind when you get into your 30s or, you know, whatever. And according to this, no. People are making the decision to be child-free early in life, and women who decided in their teens to be child-free are now, on average, nearly 40 and still do not have children.
Yeah, there's a upper limit to
a cutoff.
Yeah,
and it's about that age, right? Like, just at 40, you're pushing it.
Yeah, short of adoption, you're never gonna have kids if.
And that always is an option for people that change their mind. And, you know, if I were to go and want to have kids, that's the way I would think that it'd be best to go.
I actually don't know how people I'm always amazed that people want to have babies. Like. As opposed to, like, adopt. Like, to me, that just seems, I don't know, that just seems, like...
Selfish?
Maybe selfish, but risky. Like, I mean...
Well, yeah, pregnancies can have complications, right?
Right. Like risky in so many ways. Like, at least if you adopt, you have some idea of, like, what you might be getting.
You know the child's healthy or not, or has a disease
right?
or something.
I mean, Don't get me wrong. Most kids that you would adopt are going to have problems, but...
Yeah, they could.
At least you have some idea of, like, what you're getting into.
Yeah.
As opposed to a child.
A total random roll of the dice,
right? That's just total roll of the dice.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've never actually heard that point before. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because normally I kind of come at it from the perspective of, like, oh, well, you know, why do you need to add another kid to the world when... You've got so many of them out there that could use
right.
That.
Definitely, that's definitely another reason why I would. I mean, I don't really have a choice other than adoption. But,
sure, you're a gay man.
But if I had more of a choice, right?
I mean, there is another choice, but we shouldn't talk about it on the air. But
oh, that's true. I guess
a little awkward.
You know, that's interesting. I mostly hear about women, lesbians doing
it.
But it's a little bit easier for lesbians than I guess a gay guy.
So the study did only include Michigan residents. Researchers point out Michigan is actually quite demographically similar to the U.S. as a whole, according to the 2021 census. If the trend in the survey holds up across the entire nation, it would mean roughly 50 to 60 million Americans would like to stay child-free. And the study authors add that if the courts overturn further precedents and birth control measures become harder to access across the United States, it could result in more hurdles for many young women deciding to be child-free. So they're referring to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which happened this summer, and that has changed how some people handle sex, apparently.
Yeah, this is kind of another interesting thought I had just now. It's not about children or childbirth or anything like that, but it's sort of related in terms of the economic impact that this has. Because if you think about it, a lot of your taxes are going to the public schools right now.
Mm-hmm.
But with the decrease in children, that in theory should go down, whether or not it does. But where does it end up going now? It's going to go to the elderly. Social Security is going away. You know,
Well, eventually.
Eventually, because it's, you know, it, you know, there's not enough working age people to pay for Social Security. So people don't understand about Social Security is you're not. What you paid into it never was intended to cover you.
It's, no, it's been spent on the old people.
It's more of a pyramid scheme.
Yes, exactly what it is.
It was when Social Security first started, the money that was coming into that didn't go into some sort of savings account like they claim. It went into paying out to people who never really paid into it in the first place.
Straight up Ponzi scheme.
Right. And so now you're paying, people who are working today are paying into their parents' Social Security. They're basically paying them. And, of course, when you get to retirement age, there's nothing left because there won't be enough young people to keep that scheme going.
You know, I'm curious, as a gay man, Chris, do you have the drive for children? I mean, you mentioned that you were interested in them, or is it more of like an intellectual exercise for you? Like, you think about it, you'd like to have children.
That's a good question. I think I'm a little conflicted because I know it's a lot of work.
Right.
But at the same time, I think, I don't know, like, it's... I feel like I've always been like good with kids and things, and I think it's I kind of feel like I'm getting to a point in my age where it's like if I don't have them, I feel like I'd be missing out, you know, on something in life.
But it sounds to me like what you're talking about is something that's intellectual for you, like a decision of I'm rational, these are the things that I think I would like, I'd like to have this experience or whatever, as opposed to someone that has some sort of an instinctual drive to reproduce, right? Like as a gay man, do you have a drive like that?
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Because I remember I asked a co-host of ours about this once, a female co-host who's no longer on with us.
Yeah.
I said, well, what's it like? She was getting up into her 40s. I said, well, what's it like to be a woman and have this drive to reproduce? Can you describe what that feeling is like? Because I don't have it. I don't have that drive as a man. Hmm. Like, it doesn't – I never did have it. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I find sex to be an engaging and personal experience where you can please your partner. But for me, it's not like
it's personal,
I must do
right?
It.
It's for yourself. It's not. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the same way for a gay man typically. It's you know, it's about you ultimately, not about.
Well, I mean, that's what everything's always about, right? Like, I mean, ultimately, that's why
true.
Sex is pleasurable
that is
because
true.
That's why people will have sex, and then, of course, babies come out of it.
Yeah, obviously, so. You know, if I adopt, I'm not going to get pleasure out of because it never happened in the first place, right? But
out of time tonight. Check out Chris; he's over on freedomdecrypted.com, and you can grab archives of his show. You can grab archives of our show at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we've got a social media site. You can interact with Free Talk Live hosts and listeners at social.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.